Wrangell's been debating on what to do with the 6 Mile Deepwater Port site after it bought the property 4 years ago, and the included 42 acres of uplands. After JAG Marine Group took over Ketchikan's large shipyard, Alaska State Representative Jeremy Bynum introduced company leaders to Wrangell officials. Talks of a partnership followed. JAG fabricates, repairs, and maintains large vessels, including icebreakers, ferries, and federal government ships. Fast forward, and now JAG Marine plans to build a large-scale vessel shipyard in Wrangell.
It's exactly the opportunity we've been looking for to create jobs in Wrangell and attract families to Southeast Alaska and the region.
That's Mason Villarma, the borough manager. The borough estimates the company will bring about 150 jobs to the community. Development of the partnership swiftly evolved. In late January, the company and borough executed a memorandum of understanding, establishing the framework of collaboration for the shipyard. And 1 month later, the borough assembly approved a short-term 3-year lease agreement with JAG. Villarma says the short-term lease is the first phase, which will secure the site and show commitment. After revenue begins generating, then a longer-term 40-year, 50-year lease is the next step. He says this could be the industry that brings back jobs that left after the decline of the timber industry in Wrangell in the 90s. Villarma says it's finally a chance to strengthen the local economy.
The time was 20 years ago, and we're making up for lost time.
He says JAG Shipyard will be bigger in size compared to Ketchikan and Seward, with advanced capacity and a large-scale haul-out ability. It will serve as an overflow yard from their properties in Ketchikan and Seward. Tim Jagielski II is JAG's senior project manager. He says the company plans to build housing eventually.
Once we have a guy here for a year, then they have the decision if, you know, we try to get them to commit to moving to the community.
He says the shipyard build-out will take about 36 months, so housing is a must. Villarma says the biggest risk of the partnership would be getting housing and supporting infrastructure fast enough. And on the flip side, if it falls through, the borough will have to look at other ways to bring industry in and attract jobs. He says increasing the population from a little over 2,000 people to about 500 more is a key goal.
This is a big deal and probably could be Wrangell's biggest feather in their cap if we're able to pull it off.
The borough will fund $550,000 of the first phase, which includes design costs. JAG Marine Group is committed to $200,000. Together, the total makes up 30% of design costs for the shipyard. The exact timeline of when the shipyard will be completed is unknown. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.